Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I guess to put it in a Shakespearean context, to attack Iran or to not attack Iran, that is the question. And different opinions coming in. Well, no, you got to go after Iran proper, and or by no means go after Iran proper. So, folks, we got to sort it out. And that's one of the things being president is all about. It's a very unenviable position to be in. But we're going to be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few moments. And we will start sorting this out because, obviously, the next move is the United States move. And going after Iran, at least maybe in terms of maybe not a direct attack, but there are other ways of trying to degrade them as well. So we'll talk to Denise here in just a moment. As soon as we welcome everybody to the program, welcome everybody, of course, listening on AM 860, The Answer, everybody on AM 930, The Answer as well, and everybody listening along the GCN network across the affiliate stations. And GCN, of course, does a great job for the program, and they work really hard for us, and they distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we do appreciate that. And, folks, here we are, Tuesday morning, Kyle Warren with you at 949-822-7959 is the number. If you'd like to opine on the program, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message, or if you'd like to check out the podcast. We've got some great program highlights on the podcast, and you can subscribe using Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and a bunch of others as well. So head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. We got a great listener message. I'm going to address that here or read that when we come back from the next commercial break. But it is very, very kind, and I really, really appreciate it. But, of course, we want to head on over and talk with Denise Simon here real quick in this because this segment's a little bit shorter than the others at the top of the hour. But, Denise, good morning once again, and welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning. Thanks.
And, of course, also, folks, don't forget, founderscode.com is Denise's home website. You want to check out all of her great articles and materials there. Well, Denise, right there in the intro, I was talking about, you know, to attack or not to attack. There's a couple of different articles I saw, and I'll just give you the headlines. The Guardian says there's a mega bomb waiting to explode in the Middle East. Biden must not light the fuse by attacking Iran. You head over to the Telegraph. The Telegraph says the U.S. must strike Iran and take out the terrorist commander. So, you know, both sides, of course, have something to say, but or both points of view. But what do you think is going to happen? We'll have this wave of a couple of waves of attacks you were talking about, but ultimately, is this going to be a major war against Iran?
Oh, a broken record. Shall I put the needle on the record that says risk adverse is the risk?
Yep.
Nobody wants war. Except Iran. And right after that is China and Russia. So are we prepared? Pray for peace, prepare for war.
Right.
All right. Well, I would say this. We have to operate this thing a little more smartly. I said yesterday on the show, we go all the way back to the Jimmy Carter years, and Iran's been a problem. Now, imagine the kind of money that the West, especially the United States, has spent on diplomacy, the JCPOA, weapons, forces, posture, you know, intelligence, all these kinds. Imagine the billions and billions and billions of dollars that we have spent since the Carter administration because of Iran. Now, the question is, why? What's the saying? You keep doing the same thing over again, expecting a different result? Well,
right.
The results now are such that they're going to continue to do this, and they're going to get more brazen about it. Because we don't want war. I heard that 900 times yesterday on television.
Yeah, and Kirby keeps saying, well, we're not looking for a war. Well, the war might be finding us. And the question
well,
is, what
did.
Do we do? Yeah.
It did. All right, so I'll go back to some of the other things I said yesterday, too. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to drop, a $4 or $5 million ordinance in, a handful of locations when we're dealing with, $200,000 drones that Iran is buying off the Internet. We can do a lot of other things, and that's electronic warfare. It's cyber. And I think those two right there are huge. Now, we have a couple of submarines, that silent service that everybody was talking about when we sent a submarine over to the region. Sink the boats. I mentioned yesterday, I see, I've got the map here of 8 Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps naval sites. Well, take them out. You just take them out.
Yeah, and it can be done. And because the military knows what they're doing with this stuff.
Well, they do know. But the question is that you've got another handful of people in there that are telling you all the reasons not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, how long do we want to be at this? Now, I will tell you that the one agency that we have that seems to be very much out of the discussion here is the CIA. Where are the operatives? Where are CIA personnel recruiting people to be inside of the Houthis? Because we have troops, by the way, in Yemen. Did you know that? We have troops in Yemen.
Wow.
I happen to see a White House document dated in this December. We've got troops in Yemen. What?
But we should have some operatives, as you said, embedded. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there because we're coming up to the first break of the hour here. Kyle Warren with you. And we're going to continue on the other side after these brief messages. And we're going to be right back, I promise. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You know, I'm just really appreciative of this direct message that came in. This came in from Lucy. She's listening on 930, The Answer, AM 930 there in Sarasota. And she gives us a really, really great message. I really appreciate it so very much. Evidently, she said she's been stuck in the hospital for a month, and the show has been a lifesaver for her. And this is quite the really makes my day. She says the nurses think that you're really smart. She says, she says, how about some Stevie Nicks to keep our hardworking truckers alert? Well, all right, that is absolutely noted, Lucy. We appreciate that. And yeah, I think we can come up with a couple of really great Stevie Nicks tracks. And I tell you what, we'll try to do that on the Wednesday edition of the program. Thank you so much, and we very much hope that you're going to get better soon. Thank you for listening, and we're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be there for you. And of course, we're talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's a great message, isn't it, Denise?
Yes.
It means we're making a difference, and I really appreciate that so very much, and we wish Lucy the very, very best. Well, I'll tell you what, as we get back to our discussion here, again, you know, you mentioned something about some target packages that you had heard about, that there would be several mm-hmm. waves. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think this is the real deal in terms of they're really going to order that, or are they still trying to talk themselves out of a lot of stuff around the...
You got some that are talking us into it, and some are talking us out of it. Now, look, I mentioned electronic warfare. Electronic warfare is... you know, electromagnetic spectrum that we can use to control communications. So we can do signals jamming all day long on these drones. Why are we doing that?
No kidding. Yeah. Well, what, so they can't operate.
Well, right. There's no signal to them. I mean, you know, our naval fleet, our carrier group, they have those abilities to do signals jamming. So I'd be starting there. In fact, I would have been doing that all along, but that's just me. You know, I'm a burned out tennis player here that.
Well, yeah. Well, you're exactly right. I mean, why not hit them with a broad spectrum of stuff that isn't just necessarily ordinance, but is everything else? Why can't we make the mullahs' lives, a terrible, terrible thing? You know, where they can't get stuff done at all.
Seize them bank accounts. Cyber is pretty inexpensive. We have this big, huge agency called NSA.
Right.
This big, huge agency. Why are we using it?
Well, and I'll say this, too, and I'm not trying to be super flip about this, but it seems to me that Iran is much more a threat to our democracy than, I guess, Donald Trump might be or something like that. But this administration seems to be preoccupied with saving our democracy, quote unquote, but yet they're not doing everything possible to actually stop people who are actually attacking us.
Well, that's it. What are we doing with the money that we throw at these agencies, like the NSA, like CIA? Look, Israel has completely upped their game with the Mossad and all of the other clandestine groups that they have. Okay, I mean, they are now dressing up. They have operatives now that are dressing up like Hamas and like Hezbollah, and they're going into the belly of the beast.
Right.
Why are we doing that? If we've got troops in Yemen, why are we not a Houthi? Going in and finding out. Furthermore, why are we not, some migrant that has come here that's gone across the Darien Gap that's coming up through Mexico? You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, what the heck are we doing? Russia had the Wagner Group. Well, the Wagner Group's still out there, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, Putin's recruiting new leadership for the Wagner Group. Where's our Wagner Group?
Well, yeah, indeed. Well, again, I think the administration's totally preoccupied with trying to make everybody feel that they're...
Yeah, now they want Taylor Swift endorsement for Biden. So we're spending time on trying to recruit Taylor Swift.
Yeah, well, yeah. I suppose she'll show up at the Super Bowl. There'll be something going on about that. But
she doesn't have her parking permit already to park her plane.
That's right.
Filling up.
That's right. Well, you know, speaking of the border, obviously what's going on with Texas and the federal government, but the AP is reporting that the Chinese government has protested to the United States over treatment of Chinese arriving to study in America, saying some have been interrogated for hours, had their electronic devices checked, and in some cases were forcibly deported from the country.
Yay.
Well, again, but there's a vetting process that goes on with this. It's not trying to be mean-spirited, but it is trying to be thorough.
Why are we not being mean-spirited?
Yeah, well, but you know what I mean. But I mean the idea that you're not trying to target people, but you're trying to.
Yeah, we
you're,
are.
You're
we
trying to. Well, you're trying to make sure that anybody coming from a particular area may need some special scrutiny. That's all. But I think the Biden administration also is very averse in trying to not offend anybody, for one thing. But then also, when it comes to the border, you've got Joe Biden saying, "Well, he'll shut the thing down." But evidently he needs what? The bill to go through to do
that?
Whatever.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
No, of course not. I mean, he can do things tomorrow when he wakes up and do things at the border. But this is all part and parcel, again, of trying to fool everybody that, you know, our hands are tied and it's these Republicans that don't want the border to be secure.
He came out at one point after he took office and he said, "Diplomacy is back." Well, what that really means is benevolency is back. The word is going to be take pity on everybody and be kind to everybody, including Iran. And everybody will like us again. And, the United States is a kind-hearted country, which, by the way, we warned Iran that there was an imminent ISIS attack.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah, good question. Well,
why?
But because what's going on in Tehran, I mean, they believe that, you know, they can get the tiger by the tail, basically, and they can do whatever they want because they don't expect there to be any real ramifications, and they're happy. And just in the, we just got a couple of minutes before we'll hit the break. I do want to ask you about this. What is it about Iran and the administration? Why are they so seemingly scared of what could happen next? Are they looking at a nuclear issue with Iran? About this? I mean, what is it that they think Iran has up its sleeve that they don't want to go too far? They want to have a proportionate response and blah, 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 but not really just end this thing, which the Biden administration could do if it really wanted.
Iran has got proxies all over the place. I think that we are not prepared to... for any kind of countermeasures or, I would say, offensive measures for wherever Iran has their proxies, including in our own hemisphere, I might add, Venezuela. So, having said that, we also, the other 800-pound gorilla in the room is their nuclear weapons program.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what that status is. I think we deserve to know what that status is and where that intelligence came from and what we're going to do about it. Then the last part about it is oil. And if we blow up any of their refineries or their processing locations or their tanker ships, where's everybody going to go buy their oil now, especially somebody like India mm-hmm. or China? Well, they're going to be forced to going back to Russia if they're not doing it. I mean, they're already buying it from Russia. The sanctions obviously didn't work because they know how to finesse the sanctions. So I happened to get a piece from the Associated Press yesterday, and interestingly enough, one of their headlines on the Associated Press is, because of what is happening with the cargo ship problem mm-hmm. in the Middle East, these are the things, they did a study, and these are all the things that are going to affect the supply chain. They're making that prediction already, too.
Well, hold that thought. We're coming right back, everybody. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We'll open up the telephone lines. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Showdown in the Lone Star State. Texas is continuing to install more razor wire along the southern border as Republican Governor Greg Abbott continues to defy demands of the Biden administration to hand back control of a park in Eagle Pass. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick joins Fox News and says they are not slowing down.
We are putting up wire, Martha. Everywhere we can, we will continue. We will not stop. If they cut it, we will replace it.
This, as articles of impeachment are continuing against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries calls it a political stunt and says the GOP is putting politics over people.
All they are endeavoring to do with respect to this sham impeachment is to run away from their do-nothing extreme record and try to distract the American people with this political stunt.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are moving through the Tuesday edition, everybody. We're heading through hour number 3 here. It's going by super fast, as always. And we're glad that you're there, glad to be here. And we really do appreciate you. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you have a question or a comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And by the way, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the program. Wherever you're listening from, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can pick up the podcast feed. You can also send us a direct message simply by heading over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Well, let's bring in Denise Simon once again, back from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Hello again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. And right as we were going to the break, you were mentioning, did you want to follow up on some of that list that you were talking about?
Well, that's all I know so far. Iranian personnel in Iraq, and by the way, there's discussions here, because apparently Iraq wants the United States out of the country. So we'll see where that one necessarily goes. But Iranian personnel in Iraq, Syria, the 8 or 9 naval ports, and then possibly sinking the spy ship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I know so far.
Well, but certainly attacks within Iran. I mean, you would think, I mean, if we thought about other commanders in chief, right? If we thought about George Bush, or we thought about even Donald Trump or Ronald Reagan, they might. Do you think they would gravitate more to, like, okay, here goes an oil well, or, you know, that kind of stuff?
Well, let me say this. We've got war planners that, you know, I've mentioned this many times on the show at the Pentagon. We know where all these things are. And we know what we can do. We know what our abilities are. And so, you know, all of that is going on paper and being presented to the commander in chief, which almost, it pains me to even say those words to describe Biden. But I don't think that he would necessarily make the decision anyway. I think it would come down to the National Security Council mm-hmm. and see where this necessarily goes. But
yeah.
Whatever we strike, I can tell you, I'm looking at the point that the enemy is evacuating. They know that we're going to respond. And they know that we know where they are or where they were, and they've moved.
Indeed. Well, exactly. Yeah, and because, you know, it takes time to get all this stuff together and make that decision.
It's like Qatar told, you know, they were harboring, you know, the Hamas leadership. So what did Qatar tell the Hamas leadership? You better leave Qatar, you know, figure out some other place to go, which looks like they actually ended up in Spain. We can't protect you. Mm-hmm. So they're scattering, which is, I guess, okay. But that doesn't mean, you know, I shouldn't say okay. That's predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we go strike? We want the people.
Right, right. or the leaders and try to stop them from what they're doing. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Scott in South Florida this morning giving us a call. Good morning, Scott. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So, Denise, I like your idea of using less money and taking out some of these attacks.
Thank you.
That seems to be viable, and certainly they could do a wide range of electronic monitoring and even fry electronics. But this is kind of Joe Biden's problem. He has poor old Uncle Joe has trying to take care of everybody, I guess, and we're putting our boys in harm's way, and sooner or later this is going to happen again. We whether it's going to be human error or maybe a munition error, you know, we're going to have other deaths because of just the tragedy of war. So I'm sorry, we're not in a war yet.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know what you call it when your ships are attacked, but I would think that would be an act of war. But I just wanted to kind of put my 2 cents worth in, and I enjoy the show, and I appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Glad to hear from you. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care. All right.
Okay,
that's Scott in Southern Florida, everybody. We appreciate the call. Yeah, Denise, what do you think?
Hybrid warfare. You know, one of the big things in vogue right now is artificial intelligence. Well, what is artificial intelligence telling us?
Right. We're sending our artificial intelligence into their systems and say, you know,
yeah, here's Stuxnet Part 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
All kinds of things to do.
All kinds of things. So we don't have to be dropping ordnance. You've got soft power here, which means it doesn't necessarily have to be bloody.
Right. Well,
to neutralize them.
Indeed. Let's head over to the next telephone line. We got Backgammon Bob with us again this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
All right, some lightning things real quick. bomb Iran. That's the only solution. They've got to go after the mullahs in Tehran, because that's where the head of the snake is. On the border, arrest and contain. Lock them up for 30 days, arrest them, removes the incentive. Number three, Obama. Biden's not really running this thing. Everybody knows that. This guy can't direct a funeral. How can he direct anything? He is a funeral. How can anybody believe it's not Obama and his type, his holdovers that are not actually? Why don't they ever mention Valerie Jarrett and all those people? And this has never been touched on by the press or anybody. That's it.
All right. Well, thanks, Backgammon Bob. We appreciate it. Yeah, what do you think, Denise? And then we got
Obama is very, very much in the mix. In fact, Obama and Bill Clinton are now apparently teaming up to campaign for Biden.
Oh, boy.
What fun that would be.
Yeah. Well, that means that they're that desperate. Yeah. That's a desperation maneuver in and of itself, you know, mm-hmm. because they know. And so now this is a part of the distraction. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over. Let's talk to Neil in Henderson, Nevada again this morning. Good morning, Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Coming in from 30,000 feet. Got to keep a sense of humor about this. What's her name? Jean-Claude? What is that? Kate, you know, the press secretary?
Karine Jean-Pierre?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've known this is, a comedy of errors, or it's just ridiculous. Denise, I'm sorry, but I still believe Admiral Kirby served as a seaman first class in the Italian Navy. I think maybe with his contacts there, he could get the Italian Navy to downgrade Iran's naval assets. You know, it may help us some way. I've also heard through sources that Admiral Kirby speaks Italian when he's playing bocce ball. Now, maybe there's somebody in your audience that can clarify that.
Yeah, I think we did check into that, I think, once before.
I don't think it's true, but he may have some pipeline that I don't have. So
yeah.
I can't say that it's wrong.
I think he went to Annapolis, I think.
Yeah. Did he? I mean, well, you know, Denise, resumes can be exaggerated, distorted,
yes,
fabricated, yes. You know? So we don't know. I mean, if he speaks Italian when he's playing bocce ball, I think that's something to be, to be noted. All right, let me get back to some serious stuff. Not that that's not serious, but Admiral Kirby is a joke. Total
yes.
joke. It just amazes me that he is so high up on the chain of command. It is amazing. It's just my opinion. I mean, forget about the sanctions, okay?
Right.
Let's just blow up their oil refinery infrastructure. It's just that simple. We don't need to send troops in. Just degrade their oil refinery infrastructure. That sends a pretty good message, and it does downgrade their military capability. My question is this, my worry, and this is all speculation because I don't have any inside information. If Iran has a nuke, which I think they might, and, you know, they would like to just eliminate Israel, maybe they're just waiting for an opportunity. And I'm sure they've thought about this. Or where would they place one in Israel? You know, that.
Very good point. We're going to head out because we got the music coming up, Neil. But thanks very much for the call. We're going to talk to you again real soon. And Denise, thank you. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. All things happening in Iran and the border and everything else. Take care, Denise.
Good morning.
All right, take care. I think it looks like John Kirby went to the Naval War College. That's what it looks like. And also native of St. Peter.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Tuesday morning edition. And we are having fun, that's for sure. And we're also just racing through all kinds of great stuff. It has really been chock full here on the program this morning. A lot of great messages, a lot of great callers last segment. We appreciate that very much. And you know who else we appreciate? That's Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website if you want to find out more about Chris and his program as well, and his own podcast, and you can hear them right here on our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer every Saturday morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Time, and then also 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday, again right here on AM 860 The Answer. And you can pick up that program if you're not in this, if you're not in the area. You can find it also theanswertampa.com, and you can hear Chris on the radio as well. So once again, let's head on over to the telephone line and pick up our good friend Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I tell you what, you know, yesterday we had a great conversation about what was happening in the aftermath of the drone attack on the military base there in Jordan, killing three U.S. service members and injuring dozens more. Of course, in the aftermath today, we're looking at, again, possible responses. And how do you think the markets are looking at this? What are they anticipating? Or has there been any major change that you can tell in the last 24 hours?
I don't know. I think that the, again, you never know what's going to happen, you know, in regards to what the administration might do, or if there's going to be any further attacks that might destabilize things. There is concern you know, that's obviously out there, but again, it depends on our response and how we go about handling things. You know, it's in the back of the mind of the markets right now, but there's a lot of, you know, interesting things that are happening out there. Unfortunately, you know, our mainstream media tends to ignore a lot of these things that we catch and cover on our program, not just there, but, you know, the ongoing economic collapse of China, which is a real thing. You know, one of their biggest property company, and this is something that we called, has been ordered to liquidate. Their overall, you know, economy as a whole is falling apart. Not really discussed much here. And again, you know, to me, I look at these things and, you know, it's unfortunate because we like to, you know, chase boogeymen and monsters around the globe, even though John Quincy Adams warned us against that, you know, a long time ago, is that it offers up an opportunity for us to almost have some sort of rapprochement
right.
with China that I would like to see because, you know, nothing wrong. You don't want to have wars or anything like that. You don't want enemies in the world. It offers up an opportunity where we can come back and help them. I mentioned this yesterday on my podcast. I said it was back in 2008 when Russia approached China and this is Hu Jintao was in charge of the country and actually asked to basically start selling our debt to cause a more of a financial panic here in the United States. And China didn't do that. And they could have. And, you know, they continue to hold our bonds and actually buy more to actually help us out. It might be a good opportunity for us to actually, you know, almost lend them a lifeline and may shore up the relationship. You know, again, China would much rather have a strong relationship with us than Russia. I mean, it's just like if you are you're a business and you look at China as a business, who are you going to rather, you know, have as a customer, the United States of America or Russia? And you compare our two economies. I mean, again, they pale in comparison to ours. So, again, it offers us an opportunity right now. And, again, I talk at great length in regards to foreign policy on my program. And, again, I do have to, even though I'm enormously critical of Trump for a myriad of things, as far as foreign policy is concerned, I think most people would agree that these things wouldn't be happening right now around the globe if he was president. He was much better as far as foreign policy was concerned. And even in the conservative circles, so-called conservative circles, they criticized him for cozying up to dictators. Well, why wouldn't you want to cozy up with, you know, people like Kim Jong-un? You know, if you remember prior to him being president, he was firing missiles all over the place, and he had the meeting with them, and that stopped.
Right.
You want to have a better relationship because you don't want to have to send our troops all over the globe and put them in harm's way because that's what gets people killed.
Indeed. Well, you're right. You know, keep your friends close and sometimes your enemies closer. Well, and Chris, you mentioned, this is a big story coming out of China, as you were talking about, because it's the property developer called Evergrande, and they've been ordered now to liquidate, and their shares started plunging, and evidently trading was halted. I mean, what does this mean? Because this is indicative of what's happening in the Chinese economy, so this is a big story coming out of China.
Well, yeah, it's just one of the property developers that is in deep trouble. I mean, we talk about here in the United States, we don't have enough housing. They have millions of units that are gone empty. They've got millions of units that have been, been paid for, and they haven't been built. So it's a major issue, and their economy is based upon that. They don't have they've got an aging population, and they don't have any sort of social security system or anything like that. The wealth of the country, for the most part, is tied to property and that, you know, and the value of real estate, and it's collapsed. You know, they do obviously their stock market, but it's basically more of a casino to them than it is something as far as investments are concerned. And you take a look at, you know, their market's down over 40% over the past year. They didn't get the bounce back after COVID. So it's an issue, without a doubt.
Well, and certainly, of course, in China, that's more of a command economy in the most real sense, you know, more so than even here. I mean, it's a quasi-command to some degree, you know, where the Fed gets involved and so forth. But in China, even though it is command economy, they can't wave a magic wand and make things better. So if they, as they start spiraling, they can start panicking at the same time.
Yeah, command and control, even though, let's be honest, okay, in many respects, Unfortunately, you know, we're doing the same thing, you know, with the green jobs and the EVs and the government dictating what cars to buy. It's very similar, subsidizing businesses, subsidizing chips companies. You know, we get involved in the private sectors too. It's just not at the level that they do, and it never works. It's just wasting taxpayer money, and it's something that, quite frankly, we've got to really learn from.
Well, and again, you know, if things start going bad, I don't think that they'll try to start a war and this kind of stuff, or go take Taiwan to try to divert attention. But there could be, anything up to and including
regime. I find that highly improbable.
Yeah.
Media likes that. A lot of the hawks like talking about that. The candidates like talking about that because it gets the people going and gets them running. I mean, again, you think about what would be their motivation in doing something like that. I mean, you would right now, they've already had, you know, companies pulling out of that country. You've already had investment, and they're trying to go around the globe, divestitures from China. Europe is divesting from it. All these countries, they're going to do something like that. It would throw the country into a tailspin. And right now, Xi's the position there is not as strong as everybody makes it out to be. They have obviously the Communist Party, the Politburo there, but they see, you get this type of weakness and the people, not feeling that great about what's going on. He might not be around for that long. He's very, very different than his predecessors. He's very much an adherent to Mao Zedong, but it's not working, and the people know that.
Indeed. You know, over at Wells Fargo, their senior global market strategist, Scott Wren, is warning about retail spending, saying people will start kind of pulling back as we go through this year because they've exhausted their credit, their savings, and they see kind of a slowdown happening as we move through this year. Sort of the last hurrah was the spending at Christmas time. What do you think?
I definitely think that that's the case. You just see it in the credit card numbers, and you see the type of credit card debt that's outstanding, and also you start to see the amount of people that are late on credit card delinquencies and whatnot. So yeah, that's the writing's on the wall there, and you're already seeing the pressure being put on the Federal Reserve, to cut interest rates. You got Elizabeth Warren, all upset. And again, it's an election year too. Yeah, they would love to have rates, come down. It would be a boost to Joe Biden, without a doubt. But, there's been that underlying weakness that's there. Plus, not to mention the fact, the steroids that are pumped into the overall economy and GDP based upon government spending.
Well, Chris, this has just flown by way too fast. Very illuminating this morning, as always. I appreciate it, and we're going to talk to you again tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Kyle Warren with you. We're going to come right back after the top of the hour. Stay right.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.